This is Bob Gerst with East Coast Capital, and today's topic is home prices still growing, just at a more normal pace. Home prices still growing, just at a more normal pace. If you're feeling a bit muddy on what's happening with home prices, that's no surprise. Some people are still saying prices are falling, even though data proves otherwise. Part of that misconception is because people are getting their information from unreliable sources. But it's also coming from some media coverage misrepresenting what the data really shows. So, to keep things simple, here's what you really need to know using real data you can trust. Normal home price seasonality explained. In the housing market, there are predictable ebbs and flows that happen each year. It's called seasonality. Spring is the peak home buying season when the market is most active. That activity is typically still strong in the summer, but begins to wane as the cooler months approach. Home prices follow along with seasonality because prices appreciate more when something is in high demand. That's why there's a reliable long-term home price trend. The graph posted on my blog at askbobgerst.com uses data from Case-Shiller to show the typical percent change from monthly income home price movement from 1973 to 2022, not adjusted, so you can see the seasonality. As data shows, at the beginning of the year, home prices grow, but not as much as they do when entering the spring and summer markets. That's because the market is less active in January and February since fewer people move in the cooler months. As the market transitions into the peak home buying season in the spring, activity ramps up and home prices go up a lot more in response. Then, as fall and winter approach, prices still grow, but at a slower pace as activity eases again. This year, seasonality has returned. Now let's look at how this year compares to that long-term trend. See the graph posted on my blog at askbobgerst.com. Here's the latest data for this year from that same source. Just like before, the dark bars are in a long-standing trend. The green bars represent what's happening this year. As you can see, the green bars are beginning to fall in line with what's normal for the market. That's a good thing because it's more sustainable price growth than we've seen in recent years. In a nutshell, nationwide prices aren't falling. It's just that price growth is beginning to normalize. Moving forward, there's a chance the media will misrepresent the slowing of home price growth as falling prices. So don't believe everything you see in the headlines. The data included here gives you the context you need to really understand what's happening. So if you see something in the headlines that's confusing, don't just take it at face value. Ask a trusted real estate professional for more information. Remember, it's normal to see home price growth slow down as the year goes on, and it definitely doesn't mean home prices are falling. They're just rising at a more moderate pace. The bottom line, home price appreciation is returning to normal seasonality, and that's a good thing. If you have questions about what's happening with prices in our local area, let's connect. This is Bob Gerst with East Coast Capital, this blog, video, and podcast Monday through Friday at AskBobGerst.com. If you have any questions, the best way to reach me is through AskBobGerst.com. If you do see me in a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. Let's sit down, have coffee, and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Have a great day, a great rest of the week. Just enjoy life. Have a great Thanksgiving. And again, if I can be of any help to anyone at any time, just reach out through AskBobGerst.com. Until next time, thank you.